Live from the Fox Studios on Clarendon Street with Melbourne's own.
Here we go. We're talking about irrational phobias. We just played the audio of a woman in the US on a talk show being confronted by olives, and clearly her phobia for olives is very strong.
Scared of olives. You eat olives?
No, we're eating them available.
Now, bring out the olives.
No! 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 No!
Sally! Sally, I don't have anything.
Wow. Good job that day for the production assistant the meeting. Maury would have said, we're bringing on a lady. She's terrified of olives. What I need you to do, champ, go to the shop, buy the biggest jar of olives you've ever seen.
Irrational phobias, they're hard to get your head around. We just witnessed something very bizarre in the studio because Josiah, he is a phobic of Band-Aids.
Oh, yeah, don't
and
say
even
word.
The fact that, like, when I say the word, he cringes and wants to turn and vomit into the bin.
I feel so sick.
Well, I just want to, shaking. If you cut yourself, do you just heal? Wolverine?
Let it naturally. Let it go.
Bleed.
Let it go.
What if it Okay. Ben, you've got to stop.
It looked like it.
Is that?
Ben,
no, it's not.
If you can't. In fact, Josiah, tell everyone what you just said to us. When you've met a girl.
Well, even my current girlfriend, I just said, hey, just so you know, if you want us to kiss, you can never ever, I can never see you with one. Otherwise, all attraction goes out the window.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, no, it's
on her tongue.
All so attraction.
Doesn't matter where it is.
Are you going to wear one on your face tomorrow?
Oh, mate, he's going to walk in the street. There'll be Band-Aids everywhere.
If you think Fev's the bully here, when Josiah said, I've got an irrational fear of Band-Aids, he didn't even get Band-Aids out. He said, buh. Producer Leon, the speed at which he ran off to find him, it was like, it's science works. Can you return Mark Philippoussis' serve, and you've got to press the button to test the reflexes.
Mate, he was off
gone.
Quick. He's gone. The man behind all this.
Worried about is our first aid kit hasn't got Band-Aids.
Sarah from Pakenham. The phones are melting down, by the way, for the number of people in Melbourne and Victoria with irrational phobias.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
6'4" and full of muscles.
Don't, please. Please don't.
Okay, so everyone else understands what just happened then, Sarah, what is your irrational phobia?
Fev's not reading his bio.
My heart's racing because I know I'm on the radio, and if you play it, I will vomit.
Okay, don't, Fev, not yet. Can we just talk to Sarah first?
Please, never mind, not yet. Please don't play it.
Okay, Sarah, we want to get to the bottom of this before Fev.
She might want a Vegemite sandwich boxing.
Can we just have a chat with Sarah before you do inevitably what you will do? Sarah, the Land Down Under, a Men at Work song, do you react so violently to it?
No idea. I don't know whether it's something to do with the video that went with it. I just didn't like the looks of it, or it's the song, the way the guy sings it. I don't know.
Is it because you're not from a Land Down Under?
Well, I moved to the wrong country because they play it every chance they get.
Sarah, did you have this horrible reaction and start freaking out the first time you heard it, or did it just build to this reaction?
I think it just built to the reaction because I've known the song since I was young, and I think watching it on Top of the Pops as we had back in England, I think it's just built up and built up to the point where the pan pipes for the opening, it gets me.
So what do you do? Yeah. You're at a venue, and often that is a song that will come on, weddings, parties.
Yeah, everywhere.
What do you do when you're sitting at the table and suddenly that Men at Work song starts playing? What do you do?
I run out retching.
Run out vomiting. That is incredible, Sarah.
No, we wouldn't do it.
I got stuck in a concert once. We went to see a comedian, and as everybody was leaving, they played it, and I was in the middle of the aisle. Sitting down, and I couldn't. There was no way to get out, and I had to stick my fingers in my ears, and I was dry retching.
Oh, that's awful,
Sarah.
It's horrible. Please don't play it.
No, we won't play it.
Studio to stop Fev from playing it. I appreciate it.
I can see Josiah looking at something.
We don't have it.
Band-Aid man over there wants to play it.
We don't have it, Sarah, and we would never do that to you.
Sarah, I'm so sorry about that. Take it off, Josiah, quick.
That's okay. I took the phone away from here because I knew he was going to do it.
Good. Okay.
No, we wouldn't do that.
Sarah, thank you so much for ringing in. Sarah, my apologies. Thank you for sharing
that
with us.
Cover.
This is a moment. Bye. Bye, 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 bye. Stop singing.
No, I want Sarah. I wanted Sarah to sing a little bit of it.
She's never going to do that.
We didn't ask her, so we're not going to bloody know, are we?
Oh, she's hung up on us. How many callers actually say goodbye to us and get off before we say goodbye to them? That's how much she wanted to get away from us.
Same fear of Justin Bieber songs, which makes me so brave for coming here every day.
Put her back on. Beefy
Feather Nick. Now, one thing we do need to watch is magpie season. And it's always hard to know from when I was a kid wearing a stack hat around the backyard because I didn't want to get swooped by magpies. It's hard to know how to deal with magpies.
Swoop, there it is. Swoop, there it is. Oh, God, it's got my eye.
So we thought we would turn to our magpie, our resident magpie expert. Mister. And she has her own intro.
Dr. Grunya, what do we do when a wild animal's attacking you?
Dr. Grunya Cleary, wildlife ecologist based here in Melbourne. Thank you for joining us again, Dr. Grunya.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I love being on with you mad lot, teaching you how to watch your birds.
Now, Grunya, we've covered this off with you before, but it's a new year. Yes, it's a new season.
New listeners.
Tell people what we can do to protect ourselves from magpies.
Okay, first of all, they're not out to get you. The magpies don't want to kill you. All the magpies want to do is have a peaceful life and raise their young. But we interfere. So the magpies will then kind of like take it out on us. So one of the good things to do is remember that it's usually a male that will do it. And he's just doing it because he's trying to protect his missus who is sitting on the eggs. So one thing to do is just kind of respect the magpie. Look it in the eye. Say to it, good day, Mr. Magpie. Make friends with it because they do remember you. We know they remember faces. So if you're a bit of an ass to the magpie, he'll watch for you and then we'll come and get you. So I suppose they are kind of out to get us in some ways.
What do we do?
But only if you're mean to them.
Dr. Grunya, I ride a bike around town. What am I meant to go past every large tree with magpies, leave them a little gift or a little card? Hey, magpies, I'm a good bloke.
Some meat.
Exactly. Be respectful. And if you are cycling, think about getting off your bike and just walking purposely but fast through the territory. It's only about 10% of magpies that will actually swoop. And it's usually those magpies that are just really riled up and kind of got a lot of anxiety because they're in a high area where there's a lot of people. So just try to be kind to them and give them the space they need to raise their young.
So, Doc, often we see some people riding around the city and we see it in all our parks. They've got a stack hat with straws coming out.
Yeah.
Is that a good thing to do or no?
Well, that can be good because it stops the bird making contact with your helmet. So it is a good idea to do it. But at the same time, you do look like a bit of a twat, in my opinion.
That's what the doctor called me.
100%.
Dr. Grunya, there's a book. I've got a 2-year-old Charlie. I read him a book called Waddle, Giggle, Gargle by Pamela Allen. Have you heard of this kid's book before?
I've heard of her, but not the book.
So it's about a magpie. There's this magpie nest in the street, and the boy and his grandparents have to get to school and to work and to the library, but the bird keeps swooping them. So they just make this massive contraption. Sorry, spoiler alert for the people that haven't read it. A massive contraption making heaps of noise and everything to keep the magpie at bay. Do you think that's a good lesson for the kids?
No, that isn't. And this is the thing. We're so dramatic about our birds. But, like, no, that's just increasing the kind of wariness of them and kind of the fear of them. No, most magpies are absolutely fine. It's just those few that kind of give everyone else the bad name. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
This, you're rotten apples.
This is good. So, and I love this. What I've taken out of this, Dr. Grunya, is we've got eye contact, make friends with them. They do remember your face, though. So, if you do lose your temper, you may need to move suburbs.
Exactly, because they will remember you and they're very long lived. So, it's often the same magpie each year.
How often do they live for, Doc?
They can live for a long time. They can live up to 20 years and they'll often hold the same territory. Wow. But a lot of times they'll die before then, because life is hard. But they'll hold the territory throughout that time and they'll only do it during the breeding season. But that magpie that's swooping you during breeding season, he's watching you throughout the year. And, he knows when you've been naughty and nice.
So, Doc, I think last year we do have a lot of new listeners now. I think you said that if you do, like in that book, walk to school and you're a kid and you have a bird that swoops, you said maybe feed them some meat or have something for them?
Yeah, so what you can do is give the bird a little gift. Birds are fairly logical. If the bird knows you like it, it will like you. So by giving it a little present, like a little bit of meat or a bit of mealworms, you'll often be able to make friends with the bird and he'll stop swooping you because he won't see you as a threat anymore. So this is a really good idea for birds that are local in your area that that's swooping you a lot. Just go up to it and look it in the eye and, you know, and let it know that you're presenting it with a gift. Eye contact is very important with birds.
But then, because, Gráinne, wouldn't they harass you like a seagull? Like, I don't want them following me everywhere.
No, they won't. They won't. They'll stay in that territory. But, yeah, let's give them a wide space because they are having a tough time with the bushfires and the droughts that have been happening. So they might be, you know, a little bit more anxious to make sure they lay their eggs.
But we can't stress enough. So look a magpie in the eye, but not a magpie supporter, because they are aggressive. They will go you.
Oh, no. Oh, that's a whole different thing, the magpie supporters. No. You don't want to go near them now.
Don't worry.
You have my permission to kick them. Tigers all the way.
Most of the hierarchy, the magpies have been...
Cleared out. Dr. Gráinne Cleary, we love you. And for people who want more info, you can contact Dr. Gráinne. Head to www.gráinnecleary.com. And I am going to spell your name, Dr. Gráinne, for people who aren't familiar with
your beautiful Irish name.
Graine.
That's it. It looks like grainy.
Grainy, yeah. Dr. Gráinne.
I think, Doc, you wouldn't see this, but your name's up on our computer screens, and I think our producer Darcy has spelled it Gráinne.
That's the phonetic spelling.
That's the phonetic. That's what it gets spelled over here.
That's the Irish bogan spelling.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dr. Gráinne. Fifi, Fev and Nick.
It's my habit at the moment of watching The Wiggles by myself without children in the room. Or listening, I now listen to the Wiggles albums in the car when there's no kids in the car.
Oh.
No, but I really, guys, they're really good songs.
Are they?
Yes. Yeah. You've gone for Hot Potato. Yep, standard. What about Welcome to the Wiggle World? Have you got that?
Yeah, let me
Welcome
have a look.
To the Wiggle World.
No, to the Wiggle House.
Welcome to the Wiggle
House today.
Lucky's in the Wiggle House. He's in the Wiggle House. That's a great song. That's a good song.
I'm all for you loving the Wiggles, but I don't think I've ever watched one episode of the Wiggles.
This
is so out of my wheelhouse.
You know, sometimes you're with the kids watching their cartoons and then you're like, I'll sit here, but I'll just read the news or I'll do something on my iPhone because I can numb my brain.
Mm-hmm. Podcast in a one.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Mm. But no, I'll put all devices away for the Wiggles. Like it's a big call.
Yeah.
That's now, huge. How long have you been into it?
Like a month. I've been really hardcore Wiggles for a month.
Wow. I reckon mark this day in a couple months' time, 29th of September, I'll bring up the Wiggles and you'll scream my PTSD. I hate it.
Another great song. See, I think and Anthony Field, he's a wonderful musician. I think they draw on a lot of classics, like Follow the Leader. You know that. Follow the leader, everybody, do as I do.
That's what I mentioned before,
it's like
though.
Elvis.
Follow leader, follow leader. Know that one? No? It's like a drinking game.
No, don't know that one.
Can confirm no Wiggle World leader, system. Leader,
12 beers. No, sorry. Yummy. Yeah, it's a bit different, the adult
Anyway,
Wiggles.
I'm apparently not alone in this. Jody from Doncaster. Hi, Jody.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Jody. Are you someone who watches children's entertainment without the kids around?
I didn't. My kids are a bit older now, but I used to find that the Wiggles was the only thing I could watch all day and not go insane.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it was the one out of all of them. The others were good, but I could watch the Wiggles over and over again. There was something magical about it, and I would end up watching it alone. Wow. And this was when it was kind of the old Wiggles.
Also before Emma, Lockie and Simon.
Yes. Just there was something about it.
Good luck trying to explain Jeff to a new child. Yeah, I wasn't always Lockie, mate. There was a bloke called Jeff.
Who Jeff?
He's real and he was sleepy.
Yeah.
Ellie, thank you, Jody. Ellie in St Auburn. Hi, Ellie.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Ellie. Are you into children's entertainment as an adult?
Oh, definitely.
What are you watching?
So we actually watch a YouTube channel. It's called Super Simple. It's a Canadian group and they've got like millions of followers. And the catchy song's like 18-month-old applauses after every song and he sings the melody, but he can't talk yet, but he'll sing the melody of it. And to the point where my husband and I get the song stuck in our head at work and we start singing it at work.
And what is it, Mr. Simple?
Super Simple. Amazing. Yeah, they sing songs for brushing your teeth, getting dressed, like everything that's good for kids to learn. And he's been listening to it since he was born.
Gee.
Get onto that, Poxy.
I'll have a look at that
today.
Sounds
good. I might even have a crack at that. Is Dorothy the Dalmatian still going?
The dinosaur. Hey, yeah. How's this for
Dorothy
a little
factoid? Dorothy the Dalmatian.
Because then I do other weird things. Like I start jumping on Wikipedia and looking up all the Wiggles.
Yeah. You're deep diving on the Wiggles.
I deep dive on the Wiggles. Geez. So Dorothy the dinosaur married Simon.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, how's that?
Wow.
Yeah, Simon's married to Dorothy the dinosaur.
I got nude with the yellow Wiggle.
I knew
you got what?
I got nude with Sam, the yellow Wiggle.
That was the old red Wiggle.
Yellow Wiggle, I think he was.
No, he was red.
He was yellow. I spent a fair bit of time with him. Yeah.
Whichever colour it was, neither one.
On the day of the function, he was neither.
All right.
So I'd hang out with a Wiggle.
Yeah, well, I don't know whether Sam.
He was an original Wiggle.
I don't think he ended well, though. I don't think we refer to Sam as the Wiggle.
Oh, God. Why not?
I know. There's a bit of controversy there.
Mate, yeah, because. I'm telling you, though, the Wiggles.
I've heard Sam's version.
Yeah.
And it's not good on the other Wiggle.
Well, I love the Wiggles, so I want to hear about it.
Zamel the Camel?
Zamel the Camel. He, to be honest.
Zamel the Camel?
Captain Feathersword's my absolute favourite.
What's the camel
I love
do?
Him.
Did he just get introduced?
The camel does that.
And that's
I played
it.
You that
that's
audio it. Before.
Mm. I've never
Josiah,
watched it, mate.
You can grab that. It's somewhere in there. We played it like a couple of weeks ago.
I know what's not in the Wiggles' house, a concussion protocol, because Zamel has hit his head.
Never seen Fee get so, like, angry at me. And it's over Wiggles. It's unbelievable.
Hey, wait for this, guys. Magnum Wayne, our friend in Crib Point. Wayne, hi.
Hello, C37 Nick. How are you?
Good for people playing along at home. Magnum Wayne ate 18 Magnums in a day. So we are...
16.
Sorry, 16. I've given you too much credit there. Wayne, are you watching children's entertainment on your own?
I certainly are. Now, Fev will probably watch this too. You can't. The Wiggles aren't much on this fella. You gotta have Shaun the Sheep.
Oh yeah, Shaun the Sheep. I'm Shaun the Sheep.
Gotta have. How's the dog, Fev?
Yeah, mate. Shaun the Sheep's the best. What's
his jingle again, Wayne?
Oh, I can't remember.
I'm Shaun the Sheep.
Shaun the Sheep. I can't get into Shaun. There's no words.
Not much of a jingle.
No, they just. And
what about the three pigs, Fev? The three pigs. Oh. The three pigs, mate.
No, there's no talking.
They're like,
though,
no, they're like,
play,
they're like little bits of Play-Doh that they're all being put together, and they can see the strings, and they're.
I'm sure the sheep.
And you got the dog with the whistle that keeps the sheep under control. Always on their naughty ass.
Hey,
they bake, they sing, they. Oh my God, I love it.
Magnum Wayne's had a brain freeze. Too much ice cream. If you're picking that over the Wiggles, come on.
We learn more and more about you, Wayne. And for people who may not know Zamel the Camel that Nick was referring to, Wayne, you may even want to get around Zamel the Camel.
So let's all say, hi, Zamel.
That's
twinkle,
all he does.
Twinkle, twinkle,
let's move on quick.
Beautiful Zamel. How I wonder what you...
I don't know
what
what's
a
happening.
Show. The Wiggles. Fifi, Fev and Nick. We were just wondering if other people in Melbourne were being smashed by scammers at the moment. I feel like my phone is ringing all day and their mobile numbers I don't know. Because it used to be private callers, but now they're getting access to all these mobile numbers. And I don't answer any of them, but they don't stop. And then I get text messages saying, as I said before, someone was coming to check on my Thermomix. And I just feel really sorry for the vulnerable people. And it's the number of people who would fall for these and then they get their whole phone, their bank accounts, compromised by these hackers. It's really sad. And as you were just saying, Nick, off air, that not many people report them because they're embarrassed that they fell for it. But I would also say in this day and age, our brains are so consumed. I've gotten close to opening them because you're sort of mindlessly opening your phone. You're opening your phone. Hang on, what's this? And you open it.
What do you mean you have a crate? It's
I
not a scratchy.
Open it just to see where it is. Well, some say they are scratchies. I got a message on my WhatsApp. Two Saturdays ago. What's your situation in Australia? I plan to spend a few days. I wrote back, who's this? That's it, question mark. Hi, I'm Ali. I didn't write back.
Jeez.
Like, wow, how do they have your number though? That's WhatsApp.
I know, it's very alarming.
You've got to do 14 days hotel quarantine. It's not worth it for a few day trip.
Rebecca.
Stay home.
How are you, Beck? What, have you experienced this?
Hi, Fifi. Yes, well, I've been on the other end of the deal where I own a business called Bags Plus, and we deal with people all around Australia for custom printed carry bags. So in the evenings, I will divert the landline from work to my mobile, because obviously if we've got customers in Perth trying to ring us, the time lag, it's still in business hours for them. And then all of a sudden I was getting like 30, 40 missed calls from mobiles on my phone in the evening at all sorts of time through the night. So I started ringing a few of them back to try and work out what was going on, because it was most unusual. And
what'd you find?
Our landline had actually been stolen, the phone number.
Wow.
I don't know how they do it. And they were using our landline to ring people.
Oh.
Wow.
Right. And so then when people ring back, it's our business name that they're hearing on the end.
Oh, no.
So I rang every single missed call back. And I actually got chatting to a couple of people who, because I went through a stage where I thought I'm going to have to change the business number. And I actually spoke to a couple of people who are lovely from interstate, and they'd had the same issue. And they said, just write it out, and eventually they'll take someone else's number.
Yeah. Any publicity is good publicity, though.
Oh.
That's what I was always told when I was on the front page of the paper.
That's bad, though. Oh, how interesting. It's like they find a host. It's like they're sort of like germs that jump on a host, and that's your phone number for a few weeks, and then they jump off.
Yeah, that'll be sitting on a computer boxy somewhere in some maybe European somewhere. Little – it'll be like a commission flat sort of style, and they'll just be in there sweating up, stealing everyone's stuff. You've got to think they'd send probably –
is that what you think scammers work out of, a commission flat?
They would be, because they'd be the computer geeks that have that, and they'd be under stress by the big dogs. Haven't you watched movies, bro? And they'd be told,
they'd be paid
send
nothing.
10 million things out. If you get at least, you know, a couple of 100,000 replies, think how much money that is.
Jan in Warburton. Hi, Jan. Is it Jan? Sorry, Jan.
With me on this
You're right.
Jan, have you been getting scammed lately?
I got scammed about 3 years ago at 5:40 odd Christmas Eve.
Oh.
How did they get
Santa.
You?
Santa.
They transferred everything from my redraw, from my credit card, into my savings, and wiped me clean, left me $7.56.
Did you figure out how they got in?
Yeah, they say it was an email. I opened an email and the whole lot gone.
Wow.
And did the bank, were you okay after that? Did they?
It took about 3.5 months to get back.
Whoa.
Yeah, the whole lot. Every single thing. It only took them under 5 minutes to do. Like, they just wiped it clean. Everything. Absolutely everything.
Scary, isn't it, what they can get, how they can do this?
I'll never open emails.
No.
I had one from Amanda Lee. We've got a meeting. I go, I don't know. Scam.
Good morning. I'm James Slake, and this is the Fifi, Fev and Nick Bulletin. And we have a brand new sponsor, Schnitz. Handcrafted schnitzels made fresh, made just for you. It's in store or online at schnitz.com.au. Lockdown number 5 is over, and with no restrictions on leaving your home, hopeful singles are allowed to start dating again, leading romance experts to release a list on the different kissing styles and what they mean.
Do you want me to give you the meaning behind some of the most common kissing styles?
The peck.
Now, the peck is just your puckered lip. It's a pursed lip. Absolutely no moisture attached to that one. We're going straight into the French kiss.
Are you like
the David Attenborough of making out?
What about the American kiss? It's like the French kiss, but without the tongue.
So just an open air, no tongue kiss.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're just putting the tongue straight in.
Mate, he's not
straight in.
Look at him. He's straight in with the tongue.
I'll take whatever the person gives me, to be honest. I've kissed twice and I've got 2 children. It's a good ratio.
A man has gone viral on TikTok with a supposed hack to always impressing in job interviews, but opinion on the advice is split.
When it comes to the part of the interview where they ask you if you have any questions, say, when you look ahead and you picture the person in this role, what do you picture?
I find that a bit obnoxious. Like, let's say I work at Myer and I'm looking to employ a retail assistant. And then I say at the end of the interview, now Brendan...
They got different lighting in Myer, do you?
So now at the end of the interview, I say, well, Brendan, thank you very much for coming in today. Is there anything you wanted to ask me?
Want to go on a date?
Oh.
Hi. And that's why he's now the CEO of Myer.
A week on after the Sydney TikToker John Bernard was outed as having an insider in the New South Wales government leaking information, other local governments are worried about where their leaks are.
Hey, what about what's happening in your WhatsApp group? You've got politicians in there.
I usually know what's going on, Boxy, but I think they've got wind that I talk about on the radio. I wrote last night, what's to go with lockdown ending, gang? We out tomorrow night or longer? School's back? Gym's open?
A lot going on there.
No reply.
With all those questions, you may as well have signed off. FM Breakfast Radio announcer needing details.
Pop music is back stronger than ever with new songs in the charts from both Justin Bieber and Ed Sheeran. But some critics are feeling that Ed's new sound is confusing.
Is he the most successful pasty ranger in the world?
Second.
Ranger?
I think he's got brown hair.
He's red. Ed?
Justin red. Bieber.
But that was Ed Sheeran.
Oh, sorry.
This is what I say to everyone listening. We talk a lot in the studio and Fee doesn't listen to anything we say. We literally just spoke about Ed Sheeran for a good minute and you still didn't know what we're talking about.
Just in that break, she asked, where's Byron? Come on.
A clip of a woman terrified of olives has gone viral.
Bring out the olives!
But after a recent survey, it's been revealed Melbourne's home to some very unusual phobias.
Sarah from Pagan.
Hi.
The Land Down Under, Men at Work song. Why do you react so violently to it?
No idea. My heart's racing here because I know I'm on the radio, and if you play it, I will vomit.
Sarah, and we would never do that to you.
No! Sarah, I'm so sorry about that. Take it off. Sarah, thank you so much for hanging in. Bye! Oh, she's hung up on us. How many callers actually say goodbye to us and get off before we say goodbye to them? That's how much she wanted to get away from us.
Same fear of Justin Bieber songs, which makes me so brave for coming here every day.
And America's once again peaked with weird food combinations, Kraft releasing mac and cheese flavoured ice cream, much to the delight of ice cream connoisseur Wayne and Brendan Favola.
Another one of our wonderful listeners is Wayne from Crib Point. He's been updating us on his ice cream consumption.
How was your weekend food-wise?
I've eaten 16 Magnums. We bought a box of 24 Cornettos and I had 18.
Wayne and Fev should get together, and you know there's those apps that tell you the cheapest petrol.
Yes.
The ice cream at the petrol station app, so you go, I'm looking for a Bubblo Bill.
Yeah,
it tells you the servos near you.
Well, Wayne and I could maybe do a podcast. Everyone seems to be doing that.
Do it.
You make it, we eat it. Nah, that's not going to work.
That's it from the newsroom. For more Fifi, Fev and Nick, grab the podcast from the Listener app. And as Husey always says,
Titmus all the way. Yes. Say my name. Yeah, Titmus.
Schnitz, handcrafted schnitzels, made fresh, made just for you. In store or online at schnitz.com.au.